So today's gospel, we have probably one of the sharper sayings of Jesus in the whole of the gospel, where he's talking about this Syrophoenician woman. She is a Gentile. She's a non-Jew, coming to him and asking for something for her daughter, not even for herself, but for her daughter who is sick and has a demon. And Jesus says to her, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs. And that seems so sharp. It seems so insensitive. It seems so uncaring. But it's only through the eyes of faith that you can begin to appreciate what's happening here. When you begin to appreciate what's on offer to Israel in Jesus Christ. What is on offer, or rather, who is on offer to Israel in Jesus Christ? He actually compares men and women who have yet to come into the faith to dogs. And it's not right to take such precious food and give it to the dogs, which is something like a previous saying he gave one time, and he said that we shouldn't throw our pearls before swine. It's something similar. And who of us likes to be likened to a dog? And yet, without Christ, that's where we tend to devolve towards. We talk about it, don't we? It's a dog-eat-dog world out there. That's a subhuman metaphor. And a dog-eat-dog world, that's on us. That is not the will of God, that we live in a dog-eat-dog world. Christ came in order to help render a world better, that was stuck on itself and stuck in its own ways, basically in a rut, like a hamster in a wheel. He came to liberate us. And I understand, you know, how offensive it would be to be called a dog, but see, the scriptures are revealing not only God to us, but also ourselves. And another of the big reveals in terms of what is on offer here and the evidence of what Jesus is saying here is true is the fact that we might think that this tremendous treasure that Jesus is offering to Israel, which is not money, it's not power, it's not a whole bunch of financial or worldly wealth, it's himself. He's the treasure. He's the treasure. And we might think, well, because he typifies those who haven't come to faith yet as dogs, he would keep himself away from us. But that's not what happened, is it? You remember Thursday night, he said to the Father, Father, if it be your will, let this cup pass me by. Yet, not my will, but yours be done. And what happened? Judas came along and handed Jesus over into the hands of evil men and women, and that's what happened. That's what happened. That's what happens. That's what a dog-eat-dog world does when Christ is handed over to them. And again, we might say, well, gee, he's so holy, he's so pure, and therefore conclude he would want to stay away from us. No, no. He freely said, Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass me by, but yet not my will, but yours be done. And he willingly followed the Father's will, which was to be handed over into our hands, our sinful hands, so he could destroy sin, death, and evil, and make a whole new world possible through those who would receive him. That's what it was all about. He destroyed death and sin. Now, what is sin? Well, sin, there's a lot more to sin than simply this metaphor we might have of soiling ourselves. You know, we get kind of dirty and we start tracking mud through the house. But there's a lot more involved here when you start to understand who is on offer to us in Jesus Christ. There's a centuries-old image of hell. Maybe you've heard it. I didn't fully understand this image for a while, but it's the image of frozen ice field, cold, right? Because I always thought of hell as being kind of hot. But one of the things that means is if you go down into hell and it's cold as ice, you could be suffering miserably and no one even cares. In fact, they're actually experiencing pleasure that you're suffering. And see, that's what sin does. Sin, it's not just a soiling of ourselves in like mud or something, but it actually hardens our heart so that we become cold in the face of love, indifferent in the face of love. That's how you explain that. Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. God is love. He's on offer to us, and that's what sin does. It's indifferent to love. And I mean, you can have a lot of money, you can have a lot of power, you can have a whole lot of security and be in the most highly fortified, gated community that exists in the United States and still be indifferent to love, and especially be indifferent to the sufferings of others. Now see, that's what sin does. That's one of its fruits within ourselves. And that's why Jesus is saying, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to the dogs, something so precious. And he's not talking about something other than himself there. He's talking about himself. And this woman, she says, "Please, Lord, even the dogs eat the scraps that fall from the table of their masters." And Jesus sees her faith. She gets it. She understands what's on offer to her through faith. And he says, "O woman, great is your faith." And as soon as that happens, there's nothing he won't give to her. When you understand, you don't even have to have someone like Judas to hand him over to you. He'll give himself to you when you understand who is on offer. And you know something? He's on offer to every one of us in this church today. Now, as I come to you then, I speak about the need we have to grow in our ability to meet love with love. The world is a very poor place when such great love is on offer and we remain indifferent to it. But that's what's happening today. Men and women have abandoned Christ. They're better off without him. And the world's idea of love places a premium on pleasure and my own convenience. If you do those things to me, then you prove your love to me. But see, Jesus teaches us that love loves even till it hurts. Love means sacrifice in the face even of the rejection of the love, which is what he went through on Calvary. Now follow me here. The unforgivable sin in Scripture is the conviction you would come to, or I would come to, that would say, he could never love me because of the things I've done in my life. I mean, think of what that means. He worked so hard to get up Calvary out of love for you and for me. And then we're going to say he couldn't love me? You might as well just slap him in the face. That is a worse sin than any sin you could ever commit up to that moment. There is no worse sin than that one. That is the unforgivable sin that would conclude that Jesus could never love me. In the face of what's on offer in Jesus and what he went through to get up Calvary to save us and what he took on in his life in order to set us free. So how's your love life? I'm not talking about finances here. I'm not talking about power, prestige, your position, status, where you are in comparison to others. I'm talking about when love is on offer, how do you respond? And what we're finding today in a world that has gone increasingly cold is we're finding indifference. Because he's on offer from this altar right here. And it is through our faith, just like this woman. Woman, great is your faith, that we arrive at the precious gift of love that is on offer to us from this altar. And when you accept that and respond to that in your life, that begins to make a better world wherever you live. Because the dog-eat-dog world is subhuman, it's beastly, and a lot of people are getting eaten up and consumed by it. And that's not according to the will of our Father, who loves us and desires our good. So brothers and sisters, today I think, if anything, we're called upon to recognize Jesus means it when he says, I don't give what is precious to dogs. And he died to make it possible that we would be well disposed to render love for love. That's a good thing, I think. I think it's a better world when we can start to do that. In small little ways, with the people you live with, the people you work with, the people you meet on the streets, we can start to return love. And maybe even until it hurts, like he did. That's what God desires for us. He wants us to be like his son, and he gives us the grace to do that. So the question today I'd leave you with is, how's your love life?